And wait, so I'm an addict. Does that sound normal? Is that normal? Am I near enough? Is it? Right, okay. I feel like my face is like deformed and everything. I've got really bad nerves. And I get terrible anxiety when I'm doing normal shows. Like, it took me a whole 12 months before I could even speak in a meeting when I first got clean. I literally went to meetings for a whole year and didn't say a word. So doing just normal shows frightens me a lot. I don't know, I think I could do a really good show if I could just have half a Valium. This would be so easy. I've been thinking that all day. So the prospect of doing this got me thinking about using. and that's what I'm up against, really. 15 minutes. Okay, I'll try and talk a little bit about... Oh, I don't like that. That sounds really weird. I'll try and talk a little bit about how what brought me to NA and how I sort of stick around. I got clean when I was 21 and through a treatment centre. And... yeah, are we all right? This is the one thing that's bothering me, this microphone. But yeah, so that was like 16 and a half years ago, and I've been clean 14 months. During that 16 and a half years, I've had really long periods of clean time. I had 9 years once. But I always sort of picked up, and it's happened four times since I've been around. The reason why I've been coming to this meeting since it started, and I've been asked to do this show like quite a few times, and I've said no every single time because I was really frightened, but also because I didn't really think for the whole time that I've been around until quite recently that I needed to participate in what we do here. You know, I wanted to stay clean, but I wasn't really prepared to change. You know, when I first drank, my first drink at 14, it, you know, made me feel like I could participate in the world and made me feel like I wanted, you know, I could sort of take part in life, really. And so from that moment onwards, I drank every time I got, you know, the chance to. And then I found drugs, and the progression for me was really quickly. Well, the outside progression, you know, the consequences happened quick. So from the age of 14 when I drank to the age of 21 when I was in treatment, I'd gone from being quite a shy, geeky sort of girl to a full-on, what we used to call smackhead. And, you know, and that's why I went into treatment. I went into treatment because I wanted to stop using heroin. That was my drug of choice. I had no idea what I suffered from. I thought it was just about getting clean and then getting a life together. And I did that, you know, I got clean. The treatment centre I went to introduced me to meetings, and back then, and I'm sure this is true, I'm sure it's true, but back then we used to go to meetings and sort of sit in little circles up north and talk about our feelings and, you know, have little group sessions. and you know, there was something in that, don't get me wrong, like the fellowship side of what we do here is beautiful, isn't it? And, you know, the majority of my friends are in these rooms today. That's not always been the case, but that's what I thought you did. And that isn't about me pointing the finger. I'm sure the message was there, but I just wasn't ready to hear it. But that was my experience. You know, we used to sit in meetings, talk about our feelings, go to coffee shops, smoke loads of cigarettes, drink loads of coffee. You know, it weren't enough. I know today that I suffer from an acute version of this disease, and that when I sort of stop using, I feel worse. And I was listening to a Cher CD today of someone that I really, that's really helped me actually. His name's Bob D. And he talks about this a lot, and I didn't get that. I just thought, you know, what is wrong with me? I've got nine, this will go all over, by the way. This isn't going to be kind of like linear at all, but I hope that's all right. So what's wrong with me? You know, I've got 9 years clean. I've got all the outside things that should validate me, you know, and that should make me feel all right. And actually, I feel like shit and want to use. And the thing is as well is that I didn't have the courage or whatever it takes to sit in a meeting and share that honestly. I had sponsees, you know, I felt like I had to maintain this veneer that I was all right. That was somehow my duty. And so I weren't honest, basically, and felt worse and worse and worse, couldn't understand it. And the thing is, for me, like, how this works is that I don't necessarily think about using straight away, but I start becoming obsessed with being free and a bit of freedom from my head and whatever else. So the obsession starts with an obsession for freedom, and the one surefire way that I know how to get free is to use. So eventually that's just always an option, you know, if I'm untreated. And when I say if I'm untreated, I mean if I'm not doing this stuff. I know all this today, and not only do I know it, because I think I knew it for a while. I used to hear people talking like this and talking about doing the steps and talking about, you know, sponsorship and service and all that. And I could understand it. It makes perfect sense, you know. But I didn't really think it applied to me. I still had some of me left. Do you know what I mean? It's like I still believed that I could sort things out. And there were no way that I was going to hand anything over to anyone. I mean, that concept, I can't tell you how alien that concept was to me and still can be. So yeah, pretty willful, pretty controlling, very fearful and all this stuff. Didn't know it, just used to run around on fixes and da 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 da. So my way of getting free after all that time of being clean was using. And I really get that today. I really get that, you know, if I'm not doing certain things, that will always happen. It's not about, oh, will I pick up one? It's just that I will, you know. I'm powerless over whether that occurs or not. I just will. So I've had to sort of, like, change quite a lot and make changes. And the one thing that's really annoyed me is that this is a program of action, because I wanted it to be like a program of, I don't know, some sort of philosophical, mysterious, maybe a bit occult thing that I could just study and pass an exam on, because I reckon I'd be all right at that. But it's not, you know, what I've learned is that it's a program of action, and I've just got to get up every day and do certain things. And it's really basic. It's almost like base level stuff, and yet that just went right over my head. You know, I seem to intrinsically want to really complicate things, really analyse things, really work things out, you know, work things out in my head where it's all centred, all the madness is, so that's never going to work. And but yeah, that's what I did, and that's how I thought I could manage. And what I did is try to manage my life on my will. And what I can say and is that everything I've obtained in this 17 years on my will, I've lost. And that's not anything I've read in a book, that's just absolutely my experience. Every single thing, whether it be, you know, a job, a relationship, etc., you know, the things, I've lost them all, because it's all been my will and about me getting more. And it's never enough anyway. I mean, honestly, like, someone said to me the other day, you know, I can't fix you. And I need reminding of that, because I can think that something outside of me is the answer. And I'll think, well, you know, when I get that job, or when I've got enough money in the bank, or when I have enough Botox, not that I have Botox, but if I did, I might do, but whatever it is, you know, if I then that is the thing that's going to sort me out. So, you know, and I've tried all that, but I need reminding, because I really quickly run back into, right, so now I need to get this job, and now I need to do this, and someone had to just remind me and say, I'm not going to fix you, I can't, you know. And the thing is, I need constant reminding of what works and how I do this and how I stay clean, you know, and how I stay sane. Because I hope this doesn't sound weird, but it's to me, it is just about staying clean. I have to be clean to get any of this. But I've experienced being clean without this program, and I don't remember feeling suicidal using, but I felt suicidal clean without this program. And when I say suicidal, that's dramatic, but just like no hope, didn't see the point, didn't want to get out of bed, hated myself, hated pretty much everything around me. And what's happened through a process of, like, you know, applying these principles to my life and trying to do the work is my perception's changed. And I think that's all it is. You know, I can wake up one day in a room and just hate everything. And I can wake up the very next day in the same room, nothing's changed, and everything's cool. So that tells me that I've got a disease of perception as well, you know. And so I need to change that. And the only way that I've found to do that, the psychic change that's talked about in our literature and other literature, is by doing this work, as boring as that might sound. And it sounded really boring to me when I was 21 years old and I went into treatment, and everybody, it felt like everybody was old, everyone had been in prison, everyone had sort of like lost limbs, and I just didn't feel like a proper addict. I thought, oh my God, I remember wishing I had track marks, because that way then they could see the evidence is clear then that I belong here, you know. And now today I know that, you know, being an addict has got nothing to do with how much I use. There were people who used like I did in my using, and they were just like, they had a problem with drugs. They looked like me when they were using, they used the same amounts of me, they did the crazy things that I did, because anyone would on that amount of drugs, but they weren't an addict. And how I know that I'm an addict is how I felt since I got clean. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, when I pick up, it sets off what I now know to be a phenomenon of craving, which means that I can't stop, or I don't know when I'll stop. So using's not a good idea for me, because that always happens. That is just what'll happen. But the thing is, it will always be a solution if I'm not looking after myself, and if I at any point become untreated. So it's like a daily thing, isn't it? And I try and practice this stuff daily now. I pray. I don't really believe in an interventionist God. I don't believe there's someone sat up there calling the shots on my life. But what I do believe is that the power isn't me, and that there's a greater power than me that I can tap into if I choose to. And if I just put a bit of faith in that, things tend to work out. It's black and white. It's like when I do this stuff, I feel content. When I don't do this stuff, I feel like shit and I use. That's it, actually, in a nutshell. I've got some really good things in my life in the moment, and none of them are external. And I also used to hear people say that and think, yeah, but I bet that you wish really that you just had stuff, and you're just saying that because you've got nothing else. That's what I used to, I was really cynical in these rooms, like really not playing at all. And the thing is, all that judgment can still be there, but a lot of it's been knocked out of me through my own experience. I've been humbled through my own experience of trying to do things my way, and I can't remember what I was saying now, but that, you know, basically that's why I do this stuff now. I really didn't want to sit here tonight and do this. Everybody who knows me knows that I really struggle with anxiety, and that isn't a cop-out, it's just a fact. I thought I were going to go cross-eyed and everything. It's like, it comes out physical. But the difference is, I just know that, you know, it'll be all right. It's not that, I'm not that important. If I go red, if I get it wrong, if I sound a bit northern. I'm almost proud of my accent today. That took a long time. But it's not that important, is it? I try and get over myself a little bit these days and just do it, regardless of what I think. Because if I was to sort of do what I think, my experience tells me that I'm in trouble, like. So I've got 2 minutes. Okay, what do I do today, right? I pray morning and night to a God I don't really understand that well. My sponsor's overseas, so I sort of email her pretty much every day, and we speak once a week. I try and do service when I'm asked. Go to a lot of meetings. I'm embarking on, you know, the next incarnation of the steps. I'm coming up to another step 4. And I really believe in this. You know, I really believe in this stuff. And I think for a long time I had a lot of reservations. I just thought that maybe, you know, it's all right. Maybe I'm an addict, maybe bad things happen to me when I pick up, but actually I think I'm just going to try it my way for a bit. You know, I found NA really creepy in my early days. I found it really American-y. My sponsor's American, you know, it's not a problem now, but I just found it all a bit happy-clappy, smells and bells, all the things that used to repulse me, really nothing to do with my philosophy, what I thought my philosophy was. And I tried to be a rebel in NA, which is really pathetic. I just don't need to do this, and I'm And it's just really pathetic because I just ended up keep using, you know. And I've got peers around me who are like 17 years clean, who I got clean with, and I've got 14 months. So that's what being a rebel in NA does for me. And someone shared in a meeting the other day that they're, it's the goody two-shoes in this fellowship that actually get it and that stay clean. And I thought, that's absolutely brilliant, because that's the reason I didn't do this work, because I thought, if I did this, then I'm going to be like a goody two-shoes. It's just not very cool. And it certainly isn't very sexy. And that's it. And it is. You know, and I'm a goody two-shoes today in NA. It's all right. So thank you for listening. And I'll leave it there. Thanks.